From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, hope you're having fun. This is Talking Flicks, JT here with Mr. Lee. How are you, Mr. Lee? Good. Happy Friday.
I'm very well. Thank you for a Friday. As we always know, it's a good day, Friday. You've got the next 2 days off. It's great.
Some do. I don't, Mr. Lee. So do you have to work? Yeah, I've got a 6-dayer this week. So, no rest for the wicked. You know how it goes. But you enjoy your weekend off, Mr. Lee.
You've worked hard this week,
so you get a week off.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know what? That's good because you can start brushing up on your Tom Cruise films for when you lose our Oscars bet next week.
God, you had to throw it in there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Although, mind you, I'm quietly confident, but just for those playing along at home, if you missed our Wednesday episode, our Oscars special, go back and have a listen. We ran through the nominees, and Mr. Lee and I made our predictions for the 2025 Oscars, and three predictions split the bet here, Mr. Lee. So, it's fledging on three different awards here that either you or I will win or lose, and somebody gets bragging rights.
Yes, and I hope it's me because I really don't want to watch a Tom Cruise. And I want to hear about your favourite Minions, I have to say. I'm looking forward to listening to that.
So whoever loses, if I win, the Mr. Lee has to watch a Tom Cruise film because he is Tom Cruise's biggest fan, aren't you, Mr. Lee? Yes.
Oh, yes. We still haven't got to the bottom.
After about 10 years, we still haven't got to the bottom of why he's not the biggest Tom Cruise fan. And I have to sit through a painful Minions movie as chosen by Mr. Lee. So, yeah, I'm hoping I win. And you know what, Mr. Lee? I would like to win because I've never taken out one of our Oscar
bets. No, you haven't.
No.
No, out of all the years, and it would be the 8 years, 7 years. Yeah. So it has been a long time, and, you know, could it be your first one?
2025, Mr. Lee, I can tell you now. It's the year. I'm feeling good about this, so we'll see how we go. And we will have the results of that next Friday as well on our Talk and Flicks normal podcast, which is what we're doing today. Let's get into it. Now, this week we have two advanced screening movies. I'll listen later to find out what they are. We're also going to talk about Lost Tiger. That's a new one for the family. And we've got some movie news, Mr. Lee. Who features in our movie news today?
We actually have Will Smith and Zendaya. There's talk of a film that they'll be doing together, so that'll be interesting.
Well, it's all thanks to the Forum 6 Cinemas, Nodian 5. Let's get this thing started.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you. Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So the first movie we're going to talk about is The Last Journey. Now, this is actually a documentary, and it's about a Swedish man who has retired after 40 years. He was a French teacher, and when he was a kid, he used to always go into France and go visit all these places in Paris, everywhere. And he's lost his spark, and his son and his friend take him where him and his wife and all that, because he did family holidays all the time. Even when he was a kid, he took his family when he got older. And I think from looking at it, the trailer, it actually looks like a fun movie.
Yeah, I was going to give us a listen to the trailer, but I couldn't understand any of it. So
it's all in French. All in Swedish.
Swedish, yeah. Yes. So I did get a lesson in Swedish, so that's the important thing. But it does look really good. The Last Journey, that documentary, and that is out now. Now, for the kids, this could be up your alley, parents, to keep them busy for a couple of hours. The Lost Tiger and... It doesn't get more Aussie than this, does it? Because we've got Celeste Barber, Rhys Darby in this one, Thomas Weatherall. It looks really good.
It does. And, you know, it's all about a little tiger who gets lost and then actually grows up with a kangaroo family who are a boxing kangaroo, by the way. And the kangaroo take the tiger into their family, and the tiger has no idea what he is, whether he's meant to be boxing or, you know, whatever. Let's have a listen.
What is that?
It's just a baby.
But a baby what?
Family hug!
Are you ready to rule
Lydia? Wow, Mom's such a beast. Ah.
What if you join us on stage one day?
Me? I'm not a Roo. I can't fight like you or jump like you. I don't even know what I am. Do you think there are others out there like me?
Could it be? I could help you find your real family. Sorry, oh, that didn't come out right.
Legend has it there's an island of crystals.
Just like mine.
When we're done, I could present you to the founder of the Adventurers Guild, Quinella Quall.
It's Lady Quinella Quall, adventurer extraordinaire.
I need those crystals now.
Theo!
It's too dangerous out there for him.
Okay, so it should be just about here. If this kills me, I'm going to be really upset. Theo, look at your crystal.
Whoa. The Lost Island.
The legend must be real.
The crystal is mine.
You can't do this.
Time for Romania. No holding back.
What do I do?
Just be you.
But who am I? I'm a tiger. And this is my land. Oh, no! Earthquake! Quick, stop! Drop! Roll!
No, wait, that's a fire. What's earthquake?
Oh, yeah, there you go. The Lost Tiger, Miss Lee. I reckon that's great. Nice little family movie for the weekend.
Yeah, I like that last little bit. Drop, roll. Oh, hang on, that's for a fire.
That is pretty good. I mean, that is almost as good as...
Chalamet.
It's still not quite there, though. also screening this week, Mr. Lee, what's on the forum 6, 90 and 5?
We've got Baby Girl, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, Captain America, Brave New World, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Heart Eyes, The Monkey, Presence, September 5, We Live in Time, 10 Lives, Maria, Moana 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Paddington in Peru, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Wicked, all playing. But as JT said at the beginning, we have special advanced screenings of Spit and Hard Truth this weekend. They officially start later. Hard Truth is next week, so we'll talk more about them all next week.
Do you want to do the plug of how you find these movies, Mr. Lee? Because this is getting ridiculous. Or do you not want to worry about it? You know what? Don't worry about it. We're just...
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top 5.
Don't worry about it. Talking Flicks is Mr. Lee doesn't want to make any money, obviously. Doesn't matter where you see it, so don't worry about it. Anyway, if you know the deal. You go to the website and that's where you find it all. All right, Mr. Lee, let's do some top fives. And yes, you get to go first this week.
I do, which I'm very excited because we're off to the UK. Number 5 is A Complete Unknown. Number 4 is Mufasa the Lion King. Number 3 is Dogman. Number 2 is Captain America Brave New World. And number 1 for the UK, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, second week.
Had to be there, didn't it? Let's see who is number 1 in the States. Number 5 is Hard Eyes. That's the Valentine's horror. Number 4 is Dogman. Number 3, Paddington in Peru. Number 2, The Monkey. Great to see another horror in the 5. And number 1 for the USA, Captain America, Brave New World. No Bridget Jones in the 5 for the States. No.
I don't think it's opened over there yet.
Is it a US or a British film, Miss Lee? I'm confused.
Bridget Jones is a British film and Captain America is an American film. So I reckon they're holding it off until it just dies down a little bit for Captain America.
All right. Well, Mr. Lee, let's do the top five for Oz. How are we looking?
Yeah, number five is Chavaya, which is the Bollywood movie. Number four is The Monkey. Number three is Ni Zhao 2, which is a Chinese film. Number two is Captain America Brave New World. And number one for Australia, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, it had to be there, didn't it? Just had to.
It did.
It's too big.
Yeah, it had to.
Too big. I mean, mind you, Captain America is also right up there as well. So, yeah, I'm kind of split there. But some great movies there, Mr. Lee. And again, another Bollywood film in the five. I reckon you're having me on. I reckon you just chuck it in there for, I don't know, you just to have something very interesting in there. I reckon it was number 50 and you've moved up a few spots, right? I know exactly what you've done, Mr. Lee.
You know me too well, not.
Let's do some news. Will Smith, now we spoke about him and Zendaya earlier. Now this is the whole Hancock sequel. It's happening. Now,
do you remember Hancock?
I do. And I remember this, I remember the
superhero down and out.
Yeah, and I remember the poster for it and the cover for Hancock. And yeah, it was
there a beanie or something on his head from?
Yeah, and he's got like glasses on and shady looking Will Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's talk that they're going to cast Zendaya in the Hancock sequel, but they're also looking at bringing back I Am Legend, a sequel to that, Creed's Michael Jordan, and Hitch. I actually enjoyed Hitch. I thought Hitch was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It's a lighter side to Will Smith, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and he does need something at the moment because, yeah, I think people still remember the bad thing that happened we won't talk of.
Yeah, well, he gets anxiety around this time of year. So he would be very happy to be sitting at home watching the Oscars thinking, I could have been there. Then the SAG Awards, we spoke about this earlier in the week when we did our Oscars special on Wednesday. And this was... Did this kind of helped you a little bit with some of your predictions, didn't it? Because you got the red biro out after the SAGs and you went through and changed a few of your answers. And
I certainly did.
Some of the winners. So Conclave, nice to see that up there. Best Picture too.
Yeah, which it also won the BAFTA as well. And that's why I'm thinking, oh, this is interesting because a lot of things are predicted from previous that the Oscars will have the Best Picture, but I still think... it won't win Best Picture. Female actor, which is Demi Moore, The Substance. So that's her second win so far for The Substance. And hence that's why I picked her as well, because I thought, you know, she's a really good lead and she did do a great thing. Male actor in a leading role, Mr. Timothy, thank you. Very complete unknown. anyway, female actor supporting role. I went to Zoe Zendaya for Emilia Perez and Kieran Culkin, which is a big surprise because he also won it for the Golden Globes, Real Pain, which is good.
They're saying, you know, he's in this supporting role, but he's more front and center in this film. He is. So.
That's what I thought too. So why did he go into supporting?
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's why it's sort of, and that's why I think he's going to win this Oscar because, you know, although he's in supporting, I think he's front and center there. That's what I think anyway. And stunt ensemble in a motion picture was The Fall Guy. Great stunts.
Oh, it had some great stunts, and as we know, it was filmed in Australia. But I threw that in because I don't think I've ever seen an award for a stunt ensemble in a motion picture award.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That's all new, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So it's good that The Fall Guy won it because I think it's a good thing. So, yeah, they deserved it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's go around the screens. The Odeon 5 in orange. What's happening there next month?
Yeah, so March 5 next week, they've got The Conquering Skin Cancer, and it's all very powerful interviews with survivors, experts, and some celebrities as well. And then on April 13, in All Sights, we've got Andre Rieu's 75th birthday celebration, The Dream Continues, And that's at 1 o'clock in Orange, Wagga and Tamworth. Then in Wagga, they've also, on March 4, got the Conquering Skin Cancer screening. And then in Tamworth, we've got A Real Pain screening right now. So that's the one with Macaulay Culkin's brother in it. And we've also got Sing Sing coming on March 6, which I think will be a hit because it will win Best Song.
I tend to disagree, Mr. Lee. I tend to disagree. I don't think it will. I think it's going to be the song that helps me get you to watch Tom Cruise. So, yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. The verdict will be out on Monday. Now, opening next week, Mickey 17. What's the go with this one, Miss Lee? I've got a bit of a sci-fi drama type feel to it.
Well, you've got it in one because this is actually a really interesting concept. It's basically Mikey Barnes, he applies for a job, gets the job, but he dies. And then what happens is they recreate him and then they have a Mikey 2, then a Mikey 3, Mikey 4. And then they get up to 17 and he actually meets some people from other Mikeys that thought they had died, but they hadn't. So very interesting. That I have got from the trailer, so it's not something that I've given you a spoiler. So you watch the trailer and you'll actually see that. Robert Pattinson's in it, as well as Toni Collette and Mark Ruffalo.
Just one to keep an eye on. So we'll have more about that next week. And before, Mr. Lee did mention Hard Truths. This is one that is also on the way.
Yeah, look, this is actually really... It kind of... it's a bit sad. It's all about a woman that picks fights with her strangers, sales clerks, all that. She's down in the luck and her family try to help her get out of this bad situation that she just can't seem to get past. And she just seems to clash with everybody and no one's doing the right thing in her eyes. So it stars Marianne Jean-Baptiste and also David Weber. And Sophia Brown. And there is coarse language, I will warn you.
At least it's not injury detail. That's good. So yeah. That's Hard Truth. And we will talk more about that and also have the trailer for you next week to have a listen to. Now, speaking of next week, our Talk and Flickster is back. It was quite strange not having somebody on the phone this week, wasn't it?
It was, actually. It was very weird. Every Wednesday we've always had a person, a Talking Flickster, on the phone with us, and it was just you and I babbling on like today.
We'll hopefully have a new friend to play with on Wednesday, and we certainly will because Alison's here for September 5, and you mentioned just off the podcast, it's doing quite well. There's people queuing up for tickets and going along to see this movie all about the Olympics 1972 Munich.
Yep. It is, and being a true story, people love true stories. And if you lived it, you really want to watch and see what happens. So I'm looking forward to hearing Alison next Wednesday talk about her thoughts on the movie.
And look, I'm not much of a doco person, but, you know, it sucked me in the second I started watching it. Like, it's just the drama and it's crossing into a bit of a thriller as well. So, yeah, I want to find out what happens, and we'll get Alison on next week, and she can reveal all,
which is good. Can't wait.
Now, if you want to be a Talk and Flickster, head online forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Let us know what movies you want to go and see, and do it, Mr. Lee, because you get a free movie out of it. How good's that?
You do, exactly, and then you get to come on the podcast and talk to us.
Yeah, and we do fun things on the podcast. You know, you get to come on and. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. So, yeah, if you want to be part of Talking Flicks, that's the way to do it. Mr. Lee, it has come to that time. I think this would be a record time for our podcast, would it not? We've just flown through it this week.
I think it is.
Listeners have only got to put up with us for about another 60 seconds. So, yeah, how good is that? Well, do you want a positive thought before you go?
Please.
Yes, positive thought for today.
I love positive thoughts.
Let's do something that's a bit relevant at the moment. Let's do this one. Always bet on yourself. No matter what the odds are, it means more to be in the race than to watch the victory laps from the stand. So, Mr. Lee, this week you did put your money where your mouth is.
I did. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So I thought that was quite relevant for you this week. Not so much me because I'm going to win. So, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, I'll be ringing you on Monday afternoon.
Well, they say bet with your head and over it or something like that. You should have thought about that before you got in too deep, Mr. Lee. I keep telling you, stop betting. So that will all be revealed next week. Enjoy the Oscars on Monday. Don't forget, it gets underway at 10:30 our time on Channel 7. That's the red carpet, the ceremony from 11. And then, JT's victory lap at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So,
sure.
What's on the cards for the weekend, Mr. Lee? What do you got going on quickly before we wrap this up?
Not much at all. Very quiet weekend. Last weekend was a busy weekend. This one's going to be very quiet, I think. So, yeah, which would be good. What about yourself?
Just doing some work and things like that. You know, it's pretty boring. We're pretty boring, aren't we, Mr. Lee?
We are.
We should just scrap this part from the podcast, I reckon. Like, it's just good to tell.
Because I've got to do lawns and things like that that, you know, I just don't get time during the week to do. So,
yeah.
Weekends, it's fun.
Well, you go and start brushing up on your Tom Cruise films, okay? Work out which one you want to watch and I'll go and hire it for you. How does that sound?
Thanks.
Catch you on Wednesday at midday.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.